And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Mr. Dave Pfeiffer. We call him El Presidente from Shimano. We're going to be talking Shimano, we're going to be talking Fred Hall, and, of course, fishing, too. You stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of owner hooks. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best pricing of the year on all of your favorite owner styles for local and long-range fishing. Fisherman's Landing Tackle staff has used owner hooks for years and knows your needs. Come visit our greatest booth ever. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a great time to be talking to the man with the best gear in town.
Yeah, indeed. Mr. Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Yeah, how's things? You are a bi-coastal guy now.
I am. Things are great. Things are really good. Busy as ever, but things are good. Shimano. More to do than I have time to do.
Yeah, I hear you. Shimano continues to lead the pack and just come out with great equipment and do great things. And what are some of the things that are exciting you about Shimano right now in the fishing department?
You know, honestly, what's exciting me right now is I think the general fishing industry is really healthy. Participation is up. Fishing's attracting a lot of younger people. So the future looks really good for fishing, which I say that because that gives you a lot of confidence for the business for the future and a lot of confidence to develop a lot of really cool products. When you know that there's more people fishing, there's more people of all ages fishing, there's more women fishing, there's more young people fishing, there's just a lot of diversity in fishing right now. And honestly, fishing is hot, and the resource is really healthy overall, and those things are really exciting about the business for the future.
Yeah. Great way to look at it, knowing, you know, hey, this is justifiable for us to dump a bunch of money to develop mm-hmm. this new cool thing because we know there's a bunch of people coming down the pipe that are going to want it when we do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think that's really the most fun right now. So that's caused us to have a really exciting future development plan, you know, out 2, 3, 4, 5 years and to kind of take more chances with product and make product a little edgier and a little more aggressive, because the market is so much more diverse than it's been in terms of, you know, the customers out there and the fisheries.
Yeah.
Right? People are really, really innovative and adaptive, and our fisheries are broader and more diverse, I think, than they've ever been, and that's across the country right now.
Yeah, and we're feeling it on the West Coast here. There just seems to be more participation. Mm-hmm. People are more into fishing, and, of course, our fisheries are better, too.
They are right now, yeah. So, you know, and that's just obviously, without jumping too soon into that, that's a constant thing, and that's why we're investing a lot in organizations like CCA and everything else because we have to keep that going. People want to fish, so we have to make sure that the resource is available and healthy for people to fish. So.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So how do you see, since you're located on both coasts now, how do you see the diversity between the East Coast and the West Coast? I mean, compare that. Compare that from an aspect of where Shimano is.
It's really interesting because obviously I've traveled to the East Coast for years, yeah. You know, on business and everything, and I thought I pretty much understood the market, but spending more time there, I realized I really didn't. The fishery there is so much more diverse, and honestly, and no offense, in California, is much more a way of life for people. When I see people fishing back there, going out in boats because the fishery is so different. You always see families, men, women. You know, there's just so much more diversity in the boats and what people do and how they go about fishing. Fishing is a day of fun back there. You know, people load up and they fish for a few hours and then they beach somewhere and have lunch. And then, you know, it's just really, really different. But because there's more water.
Yeah.
And there's
water
is everywhere. So much more diversity that you can fish out of. Little boats, medium-sized boats, big boats. You can just go a lot of different places and do a lot of things. And that's in the saltwater. And then, of course, the freshwater fishing is really diverse, too. And here it's just more challenging because it's kind of Pacific Ocean or bust. Or unless we have water or don't have water in the lakes, it's kind of a go, no-go sort of situation for the freshwater fishing. And the freshwater fishing is it's interesting here, but it's really tough compared to a lot of areas. So in other words, there's a lot more access. So I see a lot more diversity of the fishery in the East Coast. And it's much more a way of life for people. Everywhere you go, people talk about fishing.
Back really?
I mean, cool. Everywhere. You can't go to get a haircut, to go to the grocery store. Somebody is talking about fishing. And everybody has something fishing on their truck or their car or whatever. I see rods in people's cars like all the time or in the back of pickup trucks all the time. And you know, that kind of stuff's just really interesting.
Yeah,
so,
really
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Well, talking about Shimano, of course, one of the things that we've been very excited about and talking a lot about here is the new Tranx 3 and 400.
Mm-hmm.
Just an amazing product.
Yeah. Tranx is really, you know, actually it's almost not new in my mind
no,
anymore,
it's not,
even though
yeah.
it's really coming up on just a full year right now that it's
yeah.
been in the market. This year coming up, we're introducing a lot in freshwater right now with new Stella, new Bantam, you know, but quietly kind of we have Osea full throttle spinning rods, which are going to be for the bluefin tuna fishery on the surf. They're unbelievable rods, incredibly powerful.
Talk about those.
They're, you know, as with everything, we're trying to make lighter, more powerful, more forgiving on the angler for a long rod to make a long cast with a popper and spinning gear. So we're really just continually working on development there to sort of take the overall lead in big fish, big spinning gear fish catching stuff.
Yeah.
And Osea Full Throttles are really cool that way.
Those rods in general, that whole line, are one of those things that you cannot appreciate it until you are yanking on one and, you know, go to the Fred Hall show, because it's impossible to do it justice in description. You can be pulling on a spinning rod, which is a longer rod, which you would associate with a softer tip section, so it casts a popper well, which you're going to associate with something, this thing's going to kick my butt. And you can pull so hard, and the guy on the other end feels the amount of pressure, and it is so comfortable on the back end, on like the angler end of the rod, there's no description that we're going to give to do it justice until you go to the booth to pull on one of those. Like, you can't imagine the pressure that's on the tip end for the lack of effort and comfort on the angler end of the rod. They're just, I don't know how you
changes
do it.
Changes the whole way.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it, but it's cool. Like,
is it going to get a spinning reel in your hand?
Yeah, I mean, I've always said the same thing. I mean, there's always going to be things that are right for it. I'm not going to tell you that I'm ever going to trade my Talica 12 in for pulling on a bluefin tuna, but there are situations where undoubtedly that's the right tool for the job. And
sure.
And it's sure going to put the keys in that favor, that's for sure.
If that we get that popper fishery back this year like it was a couple, 3 years ago, that's going to be a game changer, that reel.
Yeah, it will be. I mean, I think that's one of the things is the future on bluefin in Southern California, of course, always, you know, if they're going to show up and keep coming back. But we've already seen a cycle where the techniques have really changed.
Totally.
And I don't know what the next technique is going to be, but odds are what it's going to be, you know, you take 2 years ago, you could go out on any school with a popper and you know, 5 days out of six, you're going to catch tunas. That was no problem. Last year, that was not the case. That was not the case at all. It was a really, really different bite. So who knows what this year will be, but I think what my point is that you're facing is that we need to continually diversify and say it's not going to be just one thing anymore. So you're going to need to be ready for a popper bite, for a cold sniper bite, for a bait bite. You're going to need to be a yummy bite. Who knows if they're going to bite? What if they don't bite the yummy this year? What are people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like there's going to have to be a lot more diversity, because I think in any fishery, when everyone migrates to doing the same thing, something changes in the fish and in the fish behavior. And, you know, odds are we're going to see even bigger fish this year, and that's going to require different gear and different techniques. So who knows what it's going to be, but the bottom line is diversity. You're going to have to be more diverse. It's not – I really would doubt that it's going to be the sort of all one thing again. And
you got to have all the gear.
You have to, and I think that's where, honestly, we're learning from, you know, some markets that have been ahead of us. And really there's only two markets – in the country for this kind of fishing, and that's the Northeast, and that's here.
So not in South Carolina and North Carolina, we are. There's no market.
North Carolina, I take that. Well, when I say the Northeast, I was including North Carolina. Okay. It's the lower part of the Northeast. But, you know, but their fishery is even a little bit different than up in, like, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts area. So, but in general, we've learned a lot from them because, man, they use all different kinds of techniques, right? And I think that's where they're ahead of us, that they've been doing this for so long that they're able to apply a lot of different techniques based on how the fish are acting and behaving in a given year. And I think that's what we're learning out here. And that's what I mean. You're going to have to start carrying, you know, a lot of different stuff to get these
yeah.
fish to bite and figure out how to get them to bite, because there's going to be a lot of techniques that work that we haven't even tried yet.
So with that in mind, the Osea rod and reel that would be ideal for our local bluefin tuna, what would you pick?
Well, again, we have, it's a really limited line. We have, you know, just a few models with different actions, and that's going to be based on the lure. And here's what I will say from our point of view is that the gear necessary, rod and reel is a down-the-line choice. You choose your lure first, and then you match line, rod, reel, in my opinion, to really optimize it. It's
sure.
not where you just pick the rod and reel you want to fish with and you tie a lure on, because there's stick baits, there's big poppers, there's medium-sized poppers, there's small poppers, there's metal baits, and there's live baits. And so you're deciding that first, and then you have to decide what's the best way to deliver that and work that. One of the mistakes I saw with a lot of people in the popper fishery is using way too stiff a rod, not realizing that to really make the popper work, the tip section has to give into that popper so that you're not making it tumble. When you use too stiff a rod, that popper will tumble all over itself instead of pop, Because the popper actually makes them move forward and then slightly back. Forward and slightly back. And when you use too stiff a rod, it only goes forward and then it tumbles over itself. And so a lot of people never really got on the popper bite, and I don't think they understood that. But that's only learning from the bass market. When you fish a popper in the bass market, use a really light tip rod that gives to the popper. A big stick bait's a totally different situation. Totally different situation.
In what way?
That the popper, a big stick bait, there's different ways to work it, but you need a little stiffer rod because you're going to make it dive and jog to one side and then dive and jog back to the other side. So, and in a popper fishing, your tip is usually up, so you can use a longer rod. In a stick bait fishing, a lot of times your tip is more down, so you may need a slightly shorter rod. So, you know what I mean? There's just a lot of, but that's where I say that really the theory that the lure decides everything downstream of how you need to get yourself rigged up.
No doubt about it. So when you're working a popper, we'll talk about popper fishing because you're talking about O'Shea and spinning reels. How do you? There's a lot of people in the West Coast that are having trouble believing that a spinning reel is the right choice for throwing a popper.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I mean, I know Jimmy Kingsmill, who's also in the studio, has seen it. It's the right tool, right?
It is in for the far the vast majority of people, and also reasons why is because the spinning reel is very effective, obviously, on casting in any condition, into the wind, across the wind, however you need to deliver it. You're not going to make as many mistakes. If you do miss the fish, you don't have a backlash to deal with. You don't have any. That's the biggest thing that I see on a conventional reel for a lot of people is if you slide up on a school and you throw and you backlash, it's what we talked about before. You're one and done, man. That school is gone. You're not going to get a second chance by the time you clean that out. Not to mention you don't know if you damaged your line, everything else, right? But with the spinning, if you do whatever, if you're right of it or left of it or behind it, you can usually get at least one more shot on that school before it's gone. And you're not going to backlash.
To back that, too, and not only are you one and done on a bad cast, the reality is you're one and done even after a good cast.
Yeah,
you don't load, you can't affect, at least I can't, I mean, there's people that are much better at it than I, but I can't effectively make a good cast and fish that popper the way that it should be, yet also have my line stacked on the reel perfectly for the next big cast. You know, your line's going to be a little bit loose and a little bit piled just because you're watching the popper and you're watching the fish and you're watching where the boat's at and you're watching the other two guys on the boat and you're not concentrating on tightly stacking that line perfectly on the reel and trying to cast a light piece of plastic on a heavy conventional spool that doesn't have line perfectly loaded on it. It just doesn't work, you know.
No,
realistically, you're pretty much one and done, period.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it's still a little bit of a mystery to me on sort of the feelings and the thoughts towards spinning in the West Coast, only because spinning has proven itself, hands down, I mean, around the world in terms of catching big
no
fish.
No question.
I mean, it's just fact. There is no doubt that today's big spinning reels and saltwater spinning reels that have been around for the last 10 years, they're unbelievable pieces of equipment.
Yes.
They are totally capable of handling virtually anything that we're going to encounter out here. I mean, people in the Northeast are regularly catching 200, 300, 400-pound bluefin tunas on spinning gears. Okay, I'll give it to you. When you get up into 600 or 800 or whatever, but you're not catching those fish on lures anyway.
No.
So that's a bait fishery or a yummy fishery, right?
You imagine a 600-pound bluefin boiling on a popper?
Yeah, you don't. There isn't any gear that you could throw that would make that happen. But it's not a debate. It's fine to have a debate whether you like or don't like to use spinning gears.
Sure.
But there is no debate about the quality and performance and capability of spinning reels today. There just isn't. I mean, we're way past proving that point around the world.
No question about it. We have a celebrity guest, surprise guest here, Jimmy Kingsmill, of course. Jimmy, you grew up here on the West Coast. You are the epitome of the West Coast saltwater guy. What about you and spinning reels? I mean, Dave kind of made you a believer out of it, huh?
Oh, absolutely. It was quite an eye opener to do it, and you know what was amazing was that how much hurt it put on the fish, and how easy it was on your body. And we were harnessing those up with those the AFCO straps using a standard harness, and it was no problem. We got fish on the spinning gear up to 240 pounds.
Oh,
that's rad.
Yeah, we had one fish, but we landed a 240-pound bluefin on a Stella 18,000 with a 8-inch popper in 2 minutes. Gapped it, had it in the boat. Ass.
Why does it put so much hurt on the fish? Why do you think?
You know, I don't know. It's just a real short, stiff bend, you know, and it's just straight up and down, and you can just...
A big thing is that if you're going to effectively fish a spinning rod, you're keeping the rod at a relatively high angle the whole time, which is just maximizing the amount of pressure that's being put on a fish. You know, conventional rod, it's very easy to let that rod dip below that 45-degree plane because it's easier for you to hang on to. You can still turn the handle. With a spinning rod, when the thing's pointed at the water, you don't, you know, you have to lift. Spinning rod, you kind of have to lift the rod to gain turns in the handle.
You
and especially
do.
In a harness like that, your rod is never dipping below that 45-degree plane. So that fish is pulling against more of the blade the entire time.
And that's why a lot of the spinning rod actions are completely different than conventional rod actions, because the actions are designed with more give through the tip section that allows you to really get cranks into the rod as opposed to having to lift that much pressure. And then if you're a private boat angler, you have the benefit if people would use the boat more, don't let yourself get in an up and down situation, because most of the time you don't need to, even on the big spinning gear. If you keep your boat moving, that fish is not able to get often in the circles, and you're able to plane that fish more than just beating you up and down, straight up and down. So look, there's give and take in both. Like I said, the debate is not whether spinning reels are capable. Whether or not it's right for you, only you can answer that question. However, I think, again, to my earlier point, to be ready for what we might face in the bluefin fishery, I think people are going to have to diversify and have to think about it. If the fish are on micro baits, I fully believe and know that there's a way to throw very small baits on very heavy gear, but that's not conventional. That's not going to happen. If you need to start throwing a 4-inch or a 6-inch popper, or small metal bait or a small stick bait,
42-gram Colt Sniper.
Right, to get those big fish to bite, and you can't get close to the school, you're not going to do that on a... Well, Ricky can't. Ricky's, you know, it's not even fair to talk about Ricky when it comes to throwing conventional reels, but you're not... It's not. I can't do it. It's not going to happen.
No, I can't do it either.
So it's just diversity and innovating, and I you know, I hope everybody out here keeps innovating. There was great innovation on the Yummy Flyer fishery last year and everything. But like I said, that may change. I don't think you can just say, okay, I'm going to rig everything up and I'm going to go this year and I'm going to, you know, troll the Yummy every day and catch. It may not happen. It may be different.
Totally. If you're going to the Fred Hall Long Beach show, you need to check out these Osea rods.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're
cool.
Amazing rods. And, of course, you match it with a Stella reel. Or even a Twin Power.
Twin Power or Stella. We'll have everything rigged there and you know, like I said, the other thing this year is if those fish are all bigger, like everyone's guessing, I don't think we know yet how those fish are going to respond.
Yeah. Is it going to be flat falls again? Is it going to be poppers again? I mean, is it going to... Wow.
Yeah, flat fall fishing, I mean, that was, you know, obviously phenomenal last year, and that allowed people to fish really big, heavy gear.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just nothing easier than that, and, you know, that was just really, really cool. But like you said, who knows if that's going to set up the same... or not. We don't know.
Yeah. Shimano's going to have a great booth at the Fred Hall show.
Yeah.
And amazingly this year, some really amazing deals that your West Coast team has put together.
Yeah, they gave me a whole list of this stuff, and I don't even know where to begin reading it, but there's a lot there. We have our real seminars. We have CCA drawings where you can win Torium and Terramar combos. We've got... stuff on Tranks where you can get some Max Quattro on Tranks, Trinidad, Talica, Twin Power, Stella with some 500-yard spools of Max Quattro. There's stuff where
that's hundreds of dollars.
Yeah there's
going to be spending on that reel anyway. You
flat fall deal.
There's incentives on flat falls and poppers and... Yeah. There's all. Robbie's going to be mad at me that I didn't read this well, but I didn't.
I've got the list, too. We'll
do it throughout the show.
Yeah,
maybe
we'll
one every 20 minutes.
See, I'm super familiar with that list, so no problem. I got your back. Yeah.
And we've been promoting it with the dealers, like Doug from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Mike from Turner's. We've been talking about the dealers and their promotions with Shimano for the last few weeks here at Fred Hall. But as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today with a lot to talk about. From Shimano and a lot of fishing to talk about with a couple of gentlemen here that really know their stuff.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. With Fred Hall right around the corner and all the great stuff going on, going to be a great show. Lots to talk about today, including great fishing going on here at home. And if you want to join us and be a part of the fun this morning, there's two ways that you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking fishing and tackle and Fred Hall and all kinds of fun, we are also giving away such a killer prize. And, man, such a big thanks to Dave
Amazing
and all the guys
prize.
At Shimano. Somebody is going to get a brand-new Torium HG reel at the end of the show. You get to take your
Come
pick.
On.
A 14, a 16, a 20, a 30, any of the brand new Toriums.
Anyone you want.
You're taking your pick. If you're an inshore guy, want
wow.
that killer little 14. If you want a Torium 20 for throwing your surface iron, whatever you want, a brand new Torium HG reel for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either two free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's Fred Hall showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. If it's Shimano you are after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the largest selection in the show. Talica, Trinidad, Twin Power, Torium, Terramar, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and more. That's Shimano and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm honored to tell you about the 72nd Annual Fred Hall Show, March 7th to the 11th at the Long Beach Convention Center. I am proud of our 72-year-old history and amazed that the little show my father produced at Gilmore Stadium in 1946 could have grown into the 2018 version of the Fred Hall Show. It has become the world's largest and most exciting sport fishing show, one of the nation's most prominent boat shows, and a world-class international travel and hunting show. We'll entertain you all day with nearly 1,000 booths, over 400 seminars, acres of boats, and dozens of family fun activities. Kids 15 and under are always free, but the Fred Hall shows also strive to help preserve the lifestyle of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation that so many of us cherish. You can help by joining the Coastal Conservation Association of California, and when you do, you'll get in free. Join us and celebrate the passion for outdoor recreation at the Fred Hall Show, March 7th to the 11th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive, check us out at fredhall.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed. Been packed since we walked in the studio
yeah,
here.
Right.
In anticipation of talking to El Presidente, Mr. Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano. And by the way, Dave, of course, you're president of Shimano American, covering both bicycles as well.
No. I am just fishing now.
Oh, you're now just fishing.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Big change. That's why I look younger and I'm better.
That I was gonna say. Yeah.
And I'm having more fun.
Yeah, that's cool. But of course, bicycles are doing great.
Yeah, they are. They just there's a lot going on in the business, and Mr. Shimano talked to me and said, "Listen, we really want to do a lot more in fishing in the coming years, and I want you to just spend just your time there." And I think it took me about maybe not even three quarters of a second to say, okay, I'm in.
That's cool. Well, that's good news for all of us, for sure.
I'm very happy
focusing
about
on fishing.
So yeah, I'm president of just the fishing operations in North America now. So.
Gotta love that.
Yeah, it's great.
Indeed. Well, if you want to talk to the president, keep on trying. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Don? He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Dave. Thanks for taking my call this morning.
Good morning.
Dave, it's always a pleasure getting a chance to speak with you. And today I wanted to, one, thank you and Shimano for producing what I think is an amazing line of reels, the Talikas. And just my TAC 16 got me my biggest bluefin this year. It's a 168.
And oh, nice.
Was really, really a great fish. But my question on the Talikas is on the lower end size reels. On a TAC 8, what would be the largest fish you would go out and try and tackle with that reel?
It's really not so much a size issue. I mean, we've used Talika 8s for big yellowtail, big sea bass. I mean, I'm talking really big sea bass and all that kind of stuff. It really just comes down to what sort of line size and capacity that you want or need. On a Talika 8 like that, I'm probably going to fish a maximum of probably like on an 8 of 50-pound Power Pro. But I'll easily put a 40-pound wind on that thing and catch, 30, 40-pound sea bass on it. The reel is fully capable of handling anything. You've got a lot of drag and everything. You really just come down to drag size, spool size for how much line you need to pick up. And it's kind of a difficult, I appreciate your question. It's a difficult one to answer because I've caught, 40-pound sea bass on it, 30-pound yellowtail on it. I've caught, 30, 40-pound tunas on it. But in terms of a optimal size for like bigger fish, it's not always what I want, only because of just sort of managing line, managing size, capacity, all those sorts of things. But I mean, we really designed the 8 for being able to cast really, really light, small live bait for most school size fish. You're talking, 15 to 20 pound yellowtails, the same on tuna and stuff like that. But the reel is perfectly capable of handling anything larger should you hook it, but it wouldn't be my go-to for catching 100-pound tunas on a regular basis.
I think
sure. Would you do Max Quattro on that if you wanted a little bit more distance on your line?
I do Max Quattro on everything just because I love Max Quattro and because
so
I can, quite frankly. But I really love Max Quattro because I love bumping up a line size and still getting really, really great capacity, and that's what I use Max Quattro for
gotcha.
Everything.
The other thing about Max Quattro is it casts so great.
It does. It casts really nice. That's kind of the material difference there and the diameter difference. I love Max Quattro. You put 65 Max Quattro on something like a TAC 8, and you've got 235 yards, which for any kind of the fishing out here, for the most part, that's more than enough. More than enough line. So.
I fish a Talika 10, which for all intents and purposes is the same reel, just a little more line, and not for line capacity reasons, but I always say that that's the reel that I fish with more than anything else because it's literally a reel that's small enough that it's appropriate to catch a calico bass and a 50-pound tuna. And
absolutely.
And you can do it on the same day and the same week. I mean, it's a really good, that on a, West Coast Terramar, 80H or something, it's a rod that you can fly line a bait for anything that we fish for, any kelp patty size fish, any reasonable size tuna that we catch, but still way not inappropriate to, be your half day, three quarter day, sardine rod. I love those reels.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Don. Now, speaking of deals at Fred Hall Long Beach, this is Long Beach only and Max Quattro, Power Pro Max Quattro. Buy a Tranx 500 Trinidad Talika Twin Power Stella and get up to 500 yards of Max Quattro free.
Yeah.
So you buy the reel from the dealer at the show, you take it to the Power Pro booth, and you get 500 yards of Max Quattro put on that reel for free.
Yeah. You're going to be winding it on at the show.
Yeah.
Unbelievable deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal. Yeah. You know, I want to come back to that question because I think it's a good question, and one thing that I didn't answer that I wanted to add to that is that one thing I love about the small Talikas is if I'm in a situation where any of the smaller diameter spool reels, where if you have to cast a very small live bait, the smaller the diameter spool you have, the easier it is to cast a small live bait. If I need to fly line an anchovy or a small sardine, I would much rather do it on a Talika 10 than a Talika 12.
Oh.
The inertia associated with the larger diameter spool, there's more weight in it because there's more line on it. There's more of those things. Those smaller diameter spools, they cast beautifully.
Yes.
So if the size of the fish and everything is appropriate, I want to go with as small a diameter spool as I can in a light live bait situation.
So when you say smaller diameter, like the Talika 8 and the Talika 10, is
same diameter.
Same diameter, it's narrower.
It's just narrower.
So is narrower better?
No, in that case, either one is fine.
Either one is fine.
Yeah, either one is totally fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Let's find out what's biting in the Baja.
Hey, sounds good to me. It's time for that catch port with the cash man, Richard Castanator from Cast Tours. Today, that catch port sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks. It's time to stock up on Gamakatsu Hooks. Buy two packs and get one free. Yes, you heard me right. Buy two and get one free. That's happening this week while supplies last at Fred Hall shows. You can see them at participating dealers like Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Turner's Outdoorsman. You buy two, then you go right to the Gamakatsu booth and you get your free package. Almost any size and type is going to be available. So get your Gamakatsu hooks next week at the show. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castanator from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Good morning, boys. It's showtime.
Yeah, it is.
Showtime. And Castanedas will be in force, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll be there. Booth 120, just around the corner from you, Pete.
Indeed. Fantastic. Looking forward
to
it.
Hey, we're talking about those spinning reels. You know, I was really against those coffee grinders for a lot of years until my first trip to Pesca, Panama. And I got that 130-pound tuna using a Stella and a popper. And I had it to the boat probably, I'd say, in about 10 minutes, and I was sold. Anyway, when I got back, I bought me a Thunis 12,000 with a Therese 70 HSR 7-footer, and I'll tell you, I've caught a 125-pound tuna on that numerous times, and it's quite an outfit. And I've taken it to Christmas Island, too, and fished the big GTs over there on poppers, and it's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah. That's what changed my opinion about spinning reels on a popper was at Pesca Panama, catching a 140-pound yellowfin and killed
all
it
day
like
long.
In 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That was like
crazy.
Yeah, I was surprised. And it's so much easier for me to get the rhythm on the popper with the spinning outfit than trying to do it with a conventional reel. It's just, for some reason, they work hand in hand together.
Indeed they do. And we're looking for, hopefully we have that shot in April when we go down to Pesca Panama with you.
Oh, yeah. That's main tuna time down there. And they've already come in early this year. So be ready for some big boys. I hope you've been doing some curls.
Okay, you bet, buddy. You bet.
Anyway, get on with the report. Down in Ixtapas de Huatanejo continues to be the number one hotspot for the winter fishing down there in the Mexico mainland. They're getting a lot of sales down there right now. There's reports of 8, 9, 10 releases per day, almost not quite Guatemala standards, but very, very good releases on sales there. The tuna are also, they've been getting a bigger grade tuna up to 50 pounds out about 15 miles. Dorado are in that same area with the sales, very close to the harbor, about 5 miles outside the harbor. They're getting into the fish, so real short boat ride. And, of course, along the beaches this time of year, there's a lot of big jacks, 20, 30-pound jacks that are being taken on poppers as well. But fabulous fishing going on in Zihuatanejo. San Jose del Cabo, same thing there. They've been fishing up in the Sea of Cortez. And like we talk about it just about every report, those doggone tuna just seem to hang around that area all year long. They don't go away. These are like resident tuna. And they've been getting some up to 50-pound tuna. I think they weighed in a 93-pounder this year up around Vinarama and the Iman Bank, just around the corner from Punta Gordo up in the Sea of Cortez. Also, there's a mix of smaller Dorado grade in there, too. The Cabo boats have been fishing the Pacific side, going up to the Golden Gate, getting in the striped marlin up there. I'd say about one in two boats is getting the striped marlin up there. They're getting a little sprinkling of Dorado, but that's about it there. But Anyway, Pete, after all your crying last week, I was able to change the date for our Salto trip to February 9 to 13 next year. And so it's all good. It's going to miss the Fred Hall. It's going to miss Valentine's Day. So,
well, you know, some of us have to work for Fred Hall. We don't just put up a banner and walk in like the cast man, you know. Some of us need to spend a couple of weeks preparing for this big event.
A couple
right?
of weeks. I'd be stoked if it was only a couple of weeks or a couple of months.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks sounds great.
You guys got to hang with me for a couple of days. You'll get the adjust of things of how to do things. But one more thing, Pete, I want to make an announcement. I had a group of guys that wanted to go to Pedisi in May. So I've got them all booked and set up May 19 to 26. Going to go Pedisi, my Panama on the budget, 1478. It's going to give you a full week in Panama, all your meals, 3 days ponga fishing, all the ground transportation. Just got to add airfare to that, which is running about 510 right now, round trip on the nonstop flights out of Copa. But anyway, anybody wants to get on that trip or any of our trips, give us a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll see everybody and talk to everybody at the show starting Wednesday.
Yeah, indeed, in Long Beach. And I might add again, our El Salto dates are February 9th through 13th. Ricky will be hosting that trip along with the cast man down to Billy Chapman Senior's Resort. And that's going to be a good time. But I'm going to caution you, limited to 14 people plus Cass and Ricky. So that means spots are going to go very, very quickly. If you want a spot on that trip, I would suggest calling Castman right now.
I'm the same. I think you need to put your word in this weekend before Fred Hall comes, because that trip will probably be close to, if not completely sold out, by the time the show's over.
Oh, no question about it. I know I told Steve Pinardi, you want to go? You better call Castman right now. Hey, Castman, appreciate that very much. We'll see you on Wednesday at the show and talk to you from our live broadcast at the Hyatt Regency next Saturday.
All right, man. See you there.
See you, Cass.
Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump on those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
You got it. Well, jam-packed, they definitely are. Let's talk to Henry calling us from Santa Cruz this morning. Hi, Henry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Henry.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great. Henry up in Santa Cruz. I had a question about a new reel. I was back east, and Shimano was given a demo, and he was using a reel called the Altegra, and it was a surf casting spinning reel.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was taking a medium stick bait and casting it like 200 yards easily on every throw. I think he was trying to cast a medium stick bait right across the Cape Cod Canal to the other side. I think it's about a quarter mile wide at that spot. I've been reading, you guys have a new one coming out, and it's waterproof. It's got the Hagany gears in it. Holds a reasonable amount of line. And it seems like it'll be a great reel to open up, that surf casting water in California, the area right beyond the big break. You know, you can cast about 50, 75 yards, but if you wanted to get out, 100, 125 yards, what do you think? Is this a pretty good thing if you want to, try and get some of those bird schools that are working up beyond the surf line?
There's absolutely no question. I mean, we actually, surf is not something that gets talked about a lot here on the West Coast, but there's amazing innovations in surf spinning reels these days with spool design and line lay design that the casting is absolutely it's beyond comprehension. I mean, how far you can cast with these reels, and they're really meant for the striper fishery, stripers, bluefish, some different mackerels and stuff, but mainly stripers and bluefish. And the reels are incredible. The Altegra CI4 is super lightweight. Because you're going to pair it with a fairly long rod, balances really well. You put Max Quattro on there with a small fluorocarbon leader, and if you're throwing a bait of any substance at all, I mean, the kind of distance you're talking about is not a problem. So I think it would absolutely apply to here for that very same market.
Absolutely. And Henry, I might add, too, you're in Santa Cruz. We have a new sponsor on Let's Talk Hookup, Johnson Hicks Marine. Phenomenal electronics dealer that is going to be both at Fred Hall Long Beach as well as Del Mar. And they're based in Santa Cruz, but they do everything all over the place. And Johnson Hicks, Joe over there, is fantastic. And they work a lot with Simrad and all the great equipment that Simrad has. So be sure to check them out, both right there in your hometown of Santa Cruz and at the Fred Hall shows coming up this week. Thanks a lot for your call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. We got catch reports. We got all kinds of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
We're just talking about the versatility of the Tranks, the Shimano Tranks. Jimmy Kingsmill is just talking about how incredible that reel is.
Yeah, oh, it's just amazing how it casts. I'm working part-time for a guy, Colby Dernan, on a Pacifica, and they're in the Tuna Club, and we have to fish Dacron. Nothing counts on any other line except for Lennon and Dacron. And if you try to cast Dacron on a conventional reel, it doesn't. Put it that way. It's 100% backlash ratio. And so what we did was we put some of this Dacron on a Tranks, and voila, we can cast.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The level line manages the backlash plus the break weights, so it's a totally different deal.
The cool thing about Tranks, whether it be the 500, the 400, or the 300, is anybody can cast that reel adjusted properly.
Oh, absolutely.
From a top-notch expert caster to somebody that just is new to conventional fishing.
Yep.
That's what's cool about that reel. It's an absolute must to have in your arsenal.
And just the way,
and there's nothing like it in the market.
The way that Power Pro has changed the way that we fish, you know, that is the reel for it. Like those two things in conjunction, I would say anything that, you know, outside of spinning, there is not a reel period under any other brand or any other price or any other anything that casts as good as a Tranks does. And you can, you know, I'm a surface iron most diehard guy ever, and you know, in my opinion, it's always been you have to fish 40-pound mono to achieve that kind of cast, and Tranks blows that away. I mean, you can for sure achieve the same, if not better, distance fishing Power Pro.
Yeah, you almost put out Frank's window, didn't you, in the casting contest?
I broke Frank's office window with it. Yeah, that is such a game changer. And you can have the surface iron rod that is most perfect, and you can bring a buddy or a friend who is a less skilled caster, pop the side plate open, kick one extra break weight on, and somebody who has the most minimal understanding of how a conventional reel works will be able to cast absolutely no problem, flawlessly all day. I think it's one of the best reels you guys have ever made.
Yeah, for sure. No question about it. And if you don't have one, this would be a good week to get one.
Yeah, very good time to get it,
for sure.
No doubt.
Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are absolutely packed solid. This time, we're going to talk to Wayne, who's called us from Huntington Beach. Hi, Wayne. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Great show.
Thank you, Wayne.
You know, I got to tell you, if I get stranded on a desert island, I only got one thing to take. It's going to be a Trinidad.
It's a good one.
Yep. I'll argue with
indeed.
You on that.
Thank you.
What's the name of your boat,
Dave? I just got a Talica 16 for my birthday, and I needed to pair it up with a rod for, say, wishful thinking, 100 to 150-pound bluefin.
Are you talking primarily bait fishing?
That's what we've been doing, yeah.
Okay.
You know, just out of San Diego on a local boat.
Yeah, then, you know, I would look at, like, a Therese. And you could do there's two choices depending on really what you like, and that is you can do 7 foot or you can do 6.5 foot and like a heavy or the extra heavy, which is going to do all that you need to do in that range. I wouldn't go heavier than that for a 16 myself, but Talica 16 with a 6.6 heavy or a 7 foot heavy or 6.6. You could probably move to extra heavy even if you wanted to. A lot depends on what pound test line you're going to end up fishing on it. But I would look at either one of those based on whether you're more comfortable with a 6.6 or a 7. But I think probably for what you're doing, the 7-footer with that TAC 16. But Ricky sees even more of it than I do, but that would be my recommendation.
The only other one that I would throw in that mix, especially with, you know, sport boat fishing, big bluefins on flat falls, maybe going to Guadalupe, would be that Therese 72XH rail rod.
With the 16, yep, you're right.
Especially if you're considering fish, you know, you're buying this outfit for wanting to catch fish that are plus size of 125 pounds. I love that thing. Super light.
Great rod.
Yeah, I
don't fish the rail rod a lot, and you're right. That's probably even the best choice for that from the sport boat perspective. But
indeed.
Yep.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about we jump right back in, talk to Gus. He's calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Gus. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Gus.
Yo, you guys.
Yo, Gus.
Hey, I heard you speaking earlier in the show about spinning gear. And early last year, before I got rid of my boat, I bought a Saragossa 8000 and paired it with a Talus medium heavy 8 foot rod.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good pairing.
And I got it for anglers that, you know, may come on my boat and not really, you know, be state of the art or can't cast very well. But listening to you talk, I'm thinking, you know, I should perhaps use that more.
Yes, Gus, you should.
You should use any tackle you have more, Gus. That's a basic law of life.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm more of a conventional gear guy, but I can do a spinning outfit just as well as the conventional.
And let's face it, us that grew up here on the West Coast, Jimmy, you're shaking your head. Yeah, we grew up with conventional tackle, and this whole spinning idea was kind of a foreign object to us at first, except for, you know, going fishing on the fresh water or something like that, or going trout fishing or something like that. But now it's with the quality of the gear. The application is something that everybody should jump on, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's well, they can handle it. They couldn't handle it before. You just got smoked.
Yeah.
You know, your big fish comes by and the thing's it's just gone. And the line technology and stuff, you don't need all, I mean, we had all those guides to protect our line, and now it's, you got braided line, Power Pro, and if you got them on, it's, you're not breaking line.
You got them. So, yes, Gus, use that reel more and that rod, okay? See you at the show. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about John in Huntington Beach up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, John. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show as always. My question for Dave is, and Jimmy also, is the, as a private boater, I've got two questions. One, last time, Dave, you were on, you talked about using the boat to kind of pull the fish up, the big bluefin, as a technique to shorten the time that you're fighting it.
Yes.
So how would you work that if you're fishing a kite? That's one question. The next question is, on those small boats, the center consoles, do you guys have a way of sleeping on those, or do you have a bunk, or do you have a, how do you negotiate going out to the 60-mile bank on one of those rigs?
Well, the sleeping question first is, look, I've carried air mattresses for years in a sleeping bag, and I throw them in the bow of the boat, and that's it. That's my bunk.
Is there a way? Yes, there's a way.
I have to tell a story. We were on Dave's center console, which is a very roomy center console, and we went on an overnight trip to San Clemente Island. Jimmy was there. Greg Stotzberg was there. It was the four of us, I believe. And here comes bedtime. Dave and Jimmy are blowing up these giant air mattresses. Here I am, like, on a little, like, camping, you know.
Yeah, you brought your little backpacking pad.
And these guys are, like, living in style and comfort on these big air mattresses.
What are you,
mattresses.
New?
Yeah, you don't have to be uncomfortable.
They're kind of looking at me going, what's the matter with you?
Yeah. We woke up feeling fine. I think you were a little stiff.
I was quite stiff.
Now, to your other question on the kite, I think... yeah, I think the same thing applies. You know, if as soon as you get a bite, well, it depends. You know, yummy fishing or bait fishing a little bit different. You know, with the yummy, obviously the boat's already moving with the kite up anyway, so you're going to keep the boat moving to keep the line tight on your yummy fish anyway, and somebody's going to bring the kite in. Of course, we're using electric reels for that now, so that's the easiest thing in the world. But even bait fishing off the kite, you can easily get the boat moving and just, you know, have somebody pull the kite. That's not a big deal anymore. And especially if you're using an electric reel on the kite, that's just it's the greatest thing ever. I mean, you just throw the lever on the Beastmaster or Forcemaster and the kite's going to take care of itself. But, you know, moving the boat allows for a lot of control and a lot of difference in fighting the fish, from a private boater standpoint, because you can get on the fish so fast and you can control more of what the fish is going to do than letting the fish control you. And I know that that's something that I really believe in, and we've caught a lot of big bluefin that way. And especially, you know, I fish in tuna club stuff too. We're catching a lot of big bluefin on light line, and keeping the boat moving is vitally important, because if you let a bluefin get straight up and down on you with Dacron, 30-pound, 50-pound, whatever, the fish is just going to kill you. But we have been able to catch so many great fish on light line by continuing to keep the boat moving, in motion, keeping the fish from getting in the circles until really very, very near the end of the fight. And at that point, even, we keep moving the boat continuously, and we're catching these fish regularly.
And when you say light line,
explain
what light line is in the tuna club.
Well, light line in the tuna club, I mean, we fish 8, 12, 20, 30. We never used to fish over 30, but now with the big bluefins, it's Dacron. We're fishing, you know, even 50 and 80. But, you know, we are catching, we had a trip last year with Stotesbury and Hansen, and they both caught their buttonfish on 50, which is fish over 100 pounds on 50. And I know 50 sounds like a lot, but 50 Dacron is a different story. But 130, 140-pound fish on 50, you know, 60, 80, fish over 100 on 30, et cetera.
Jeez.
So, but we're not, I mean, you know, we're talking hour and a half, something like that on that line. But the key is keeping the boat moving. But I've seen the same thing on heavier, on Fishing Power Pro and everything else. And it really takes a lot of pressure off you on an angler. And a lot of times we don't even have to harness in if you're on conventional or even spinning gear sometimes. And you keep the boat moving at a reasonable speed, get the fish moving in a sort of rhythm or a motion with you. and you gain and you gain, and all of a sudden you'll just look and boom, there he is, man. Your wind on's up and that fish is right there. I mean, that's happened to us so many times. The fish seems like he's dogging you and you got the boat moving, and all of a sudden you just look and it's like, whoa, there he is.
Yeah, just, they just pop up. You think it's just the fish is kind of gets planed up and it just doesn't realize where he is?
Yeah, the fish is swimming more than he is circling.
Yeah.
And when he's swimming like that, they have a tendency to come up to the top, and then they may go down a little bit, and then they'll come up to the top. We get a lot of fish that spend a lot of time up on the surface when we're doing that. And that's where you want them, is up on the surface moving around. And
Jimmy, you've caught a lot of marlin. Is that same hold true with big marlin fishing too?
A lot has to do with the tackle, you know, how heavy the tackle is. And on these tuna, you want to lead the fish.
Yeah.
You don't want it to lead you. If you have tackle that can handle it, and a lot has to do with your angler and how well they can keep pressure on the fish and do some short strokes and not let the fish get its head down. Because when you're ahead of the fish, you have leverage on pulling him up. When he's ahead of you and the line's going behind him, he can turn any direction he wants. He gets all squirrely. So if you lead him, you know, you lead him, don't let him lead you.
Yeah,
and then you just slowly get the line. Take your time, be patient. And then, like they said, what I call the bluefin, they cork on you. Once they gas out and they just cork, and their head pops up like a white sea bass. And then, wham, you got them.
Think of it like a dog on a leash. You know, when you're dragging that fish behind you and the boat's moving forward, every direction for them to go is more difficult other than to you. You know, to go right, the boat's dragging them, so it's harder to go right. If they want to go left, the boat's dragging them, it's harder to go left. To go down, they got to pull against you. But coming up is the only direction that's easy. And, like, that's the you just train them to go that direction. And they're going to break out of it, but you reposition the boat, and you keep pulling on it, and you keep the boat going, and it's like true team effort, too. The guy driving the boat has every bit as much to do with it as the guy on the rod and reel. And it's like that whole cool team sense of satisfaction, too. You know, those yummy fish, like, it's one guy on one rod, but, I mean, the whole crew is the reason that those fish get caught.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, what I've done, and at least in mine fishing out of center console, is I put the angler all the way up in the bow and let him just lock in up there in the bow, and I keep the boat in reverse. Actually, that's my forward. Now I've got my angler in the bow. I never have him running in circles around the boats, having to clear the outboards, all that. He just stays right there, and I just am able to turn the boat continually in reverse, steady reverse, and just they never move from the bow.
And you don't got to worry about the wheels.
The line's clear. And then as we get in the end, the fish will do some big circles, but he's up on the bow.
Yeah.
And your line's not anywhere near the prop. I don't have my angler running around in circles around the boat and all that, and it's just – everything's really under control, and it's nice and calm, and you just lock in up there and lean against the, you know, the combing bolsters and just wind. And then it's exactly like Ricky said. It's up to the driver to just – you keep that line at the same angle every time and just keep marching, and you're going to catch that fish.
Now, that works on a center console. Jimmy, you run bigger boats. Does it work on a bigger boat, or you want to be on the stern on the bigger boat?
Usually, you know, it depends on how high your bow is and gaff length and capabilities, but we usually just lead the fish from the stern, and it stays right on the corner. You'll see which way the fish is hooked. The captain will, and you'll say, hey, he's gonna plane one way or the other away from the boat. And then so you position the boat, get the angler on the proper corner, and just bring it in. And with those, like the yummy fish, you got heavy enough leader where you can wire those fish.
Yeah.
So you get to the wireman, and it's game over. You got big giant hooks and big heavy leader, and
Got him. Yeah,
good
for
feeling.
Sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 Pilot House over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter-day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half-day, three-quarter-day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
It's Brett Hall showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of Shimano products. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Terez, Stella, Twin Power, Saragossa, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and the all-new exciting Tranx 300 and 400 size reels. Come visit our greatest booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.